I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Guys, are we recording?
I think
we're
are.
We're doing another one.
We're doing a Night Mom So Hard podcast, you guys, which I am tired. I am tired. I got the booster shot. All I am is a little bit tired. Can I say that? I don't fucking care. I got it.
Why would you be afraid to say it?
I don't know.
All we want is to keep everybody safe and healthy. And that's
Absolutely.
It. And by the way, I've put a lot of shit in my body, so I'm fine to put this vax in my body.
All I'm going to say is about me personally, I'd be quite the hypocrite after all the unchecked things I've put into my body.
My Velveeta consumption alone is upsetting.
We're doing the live show. We've got a whole bunch of dates coming out in 2022, which we will announce
new dates.
Soon. Yeah, cities you don't even know about yet.
Secrets you don't even know about.
There's a lot you don't know about
us. Me, Mr. Smarty Pants.
But we do the, it's an all new show, but we do the mom bags in the show because that's an always new adventure.
Totally fun.
I put this tincture in my mouth that I'm pretty sure.
What?
Remember, I put this CBD stuff in a
I didn't know. What did you say? What'd you call it?
A tincture.
Oh, what? What's a tincture? What the hell? Are you making up a word?
It's like a serum that you consume.
In my life, I've never heard that word.
Oh.
A tincture?
Yep.
Is that the thing that holds it in?
No. No, that's what it's like.
Not called a thingamajig?
Like here.
Tincture.
I'm going to Google it.
What are you?
She's looking at me like.
Merit scholar?
I don't think it's that.
I think it is. I don't think anybody's ever heard that word. I think
it's
made up.
A medicine made by dissolving a drug in alcohol. And I took marijuana dissolved on stage.
And Jen looked at me after and she goes, Am I high? I feel fine. Wait, do I feel fine or am I saying that?
Am I high? Am I handshaking because I'm nervous or because
am I high? Am I comfortable or am I what?
So yeah. I'm not a lady that's going to stare down the needle twice.
No, I am.
I'm just going to say, go for it, man.
Yeah, this is how
you look
roll.
Like a nice Army reservist. I'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take Oh, man. Those guys dishing
out the
old.
I've had a nickel for every time I said that. Huh?
That first round of vaccinations, I accidentally called this gal who worked in the National Guard Army, and she gave me the shot aggressively. My bad.
Oh,
second time I went in to get my follow-up shot, I was with my husband, had to play it cool because Jesus, the guys there looked like they were doing a calendar.
Hello, Captain
I was
America.
Like, yes, please reward me for coming to get my second shot.
There's got
to
be some good in it.
Then like, I got weirdly
they
nervous.
They don't give you lollipops, so they should give you a...
No, he goes, ma'am, I just need your right arm. And I was like, he just has to see my boobs. I could not understand. I took my shirt off.
I cannot legally give you a shot in your boobs. So can you put your shirt back on, please?
So I took my pants off and then
also no, not legal.
Wait, sir, I just want to show you my
This doesn't
body.
Go in your butt. It goes into your arm.
But I
show
took
me
off
your
my pants.
Arm, ma'am. So your arm.
Then finally my husband
Security.
Was like, what?
So she's still waiting on that second shot, basically.
And some to get off some no-fly lists. It's fine.
We also, you got to get off that no-fly list because we're going to be traveling around a lot. Oh, man.
I can't wait. I cannot say this enough. Doing the live show, we always talk about it. I love it.
It's so fun.
We have so fun. So much fun.
We eat so much food. It's literally like a party with you ladies. Like, you're having drinks with us. You're cheersing with us. It's a blast.
Yeah, and my pants don't fit, but that's fine.
Oh, God, I'm having... We're wearing jumpsuits, so that's better.
I don't want to get into that. I'm just going to make me mad at myself.
I know. Also, I don't want to get into it because...
We're doing something really cool. It's different. It's completely different than our live show.
But it's also live.
It's live, but it's like... Think of our Facebook Lives if you joined us during the quarantine, except this is like... Gonna have all interactive games.
Because all we could see was your comments.
Now we're gonna be able to see you. You're gonna be able to see us. We're gonna be able to do games.
If you have your camera on, we can see you.
We want everybody to wear like ugly Christmas sweaters and stuff like that. It's gonna be an office party. It's gonna be really fun.
We're gonna have prizes. They're probably gonna be lame.
We're gonna have a couple surprises in there that I wanna say so bad, but I can't. Jen might have to dance on something, but I don't want to say what it is.
Well, Kristen might have to dance on something.
Something that I want to say. Hey, speaking of, if any of the National Guard that were working at the... If that guy is looking for some part-time work, I'm just saying...
Are casting.
We're casting something, so reach out to me, sir.
Message us.
Whatever, and I apologize for taking off my pants.
You guys, We're getting into it.
It's been hard because we've been gone a lot this month, but now we get to go full tilt into the holidays. My parents are coming out. We're going to probably do a Facebook Live. Yeah. I'm going to have a conversation with my dad.
I got to savor all these details. I got to savor all these details because I love it so much. Okay. Thanksgiving has been a tradition for...
15?
Yes.
Because I was coming to your house for Thanksgiving... For two or three years before Colin? Was it 2 years?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, whatever. Yeah, yes, it's got to be.
It's got to be
I went home for a couple in there, but you've been doing it forever.
Yeah, because when I started in L.A., when I moved to L.A., which was, 17, 18 years ago now, I had asked everybody, I was like, what's everybody doing for Thanksgiving? Because when you live away from your family, there's two options. You go home for Thanksgiving or Christmas. And usually everybody wants to go home for Christmas. So then there's a lot of people stuck in LA or in a big city, wherever you live, that don't have a place to go. And I was like, no, you're all coming to my house. I know how to make a turkey. Everybody thinks it's brain surgery. It's not. It's really, I mean, our moms, our grandmothers really put a lot of effort into making it look like it was brain surgery.
Yeah, because it terrified me. And then I was like, it's just put it in a bag.
Stick it in a bag and do the Butterball's got to calculate around mine.
I don't even understand, like, why was my mom so mad all the time?
Well, I tell you, it gets really tricky if you do stuff the turkey. If you stuff it, you got to keep checking that temperature to make sure you got to baste it. I'm already soft focusing because I don't. Isn't the part she likes. She likes the
social.
The social part of it. So every year we have a bunch of people. Didn't get to do it last year.
I know.
So this year we're doing it upright. We're going to have a big bunch again.
Yes.
And so the day before is prep day. My friend Ron comes early.
Yeah.
I start drinking about 8 a.m.
Yep.
It's wonderful.
I show up with a lot of family members.
I'm going still too fast for myself. I like to spend probably 2 days before. It's going to be Monday this year. And I'll spend about three hours going to grocery stores.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like to slow roll a grocery store.
I love it because I don't want to miss anything. I go down every aisle. I get just in case. And I got a list of stuff that I like to get at different grocery stores too because you get a little bit like better quality or organic kind of stuff.
I just cry a lot at a grocery store. I'm like, I don't remember how many ounces and my phone's in the car. Someone help me.
I've got a stack of recipes with me. I'm going through
it. Not on your phone.
I've got a system.
On a piece of paper.
Christy and I were talking about this.
On a piece of paper.
Men,
do not use your phone in a grocery store.
No.
It's rookie move.
Because I think you're just checking Facebook and I need you to get the F out of the way.
But if you have a list.
I know what you're doing.
And you respect it and you're like, do you need help?
Can I help you find something?
You look like you're looking through. Are you wondering what spice your wife wants for that? I'm gonna lean you in the right direction. But if you're on your phone, I'm like, you're checking SportsCenter. Or if you're another lady on the phone, I'm like, Stop talking to your sister on FaceTime. Yeah. Like,
you, hey, it's rude to be on speakerphone in the grocery store. Some of us, it's our
on that.
Only time
Use
away.
A paper list.
I tell you what, it's a good time to talk to people. I can't tell you how many people I have helped find the Velveeta and who in turn have helped me, because it's not where you think it's going to be. It's not in the cheese.
Displace.
It's always always at an end cap, and it's pretty unpredictable because it's not cheese, but you need it.
Yep.
You know, you need a lot of it. I mean, if we're going to be honest.
If you're not bringing Velveeta, I'm not going to that. I'm not yoga.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to go to a place where they're like, here's a healthy version of green bean casserole. What is that? That's green beans. No thanks. Although I don't like green bean casserole either. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Don't worry.
I'm not going to ruin this podcast with my lack of vigor over the Thanksgiving meal.
I do
it because Thanksgiving itself is so fun.
But I love the whole, there's not a buildup to it that I do not like. I've got Thanksgiving decorations. I've got all my tablecloths figured out. I'm going to take them to get pressed before we leave to go out of town. I have already purchased candles and ribbon. So that everybody gets their own. I'm looking for little gifts for at everybody's seat at the table.
Starting to sweat.
I've already purchased little crafts for all the kids who are there to make ornaments
for
Christmas.
You better start purchasing carafes for the adults, because
I've got so much wine, it's not even legal. I mean, I'm going to fully stock. We've got that globe bar in the living room. I'm going to fully stock that.
That's where my dad's going to be.
All the stuff. I'm going to have like a fancy drink station too, where you can like cut up your own mint and add it to it or whatever.
Yep.
But then all the food, we start prepping Wednesday before, start drinking the Wednesday before. I send out a list, bring this, bring this, bring this. Mm-hmm. And then I just fully panic until the food is on the table. And
I'm useless.
Wonderful.
I show up on a Wednesday. I sit down. I put on an apron. Somebody gives me a small task. Generally, I'm in charge of the pumpernickel
bread. No
sharp
knives. Yeah.
And I just slow roll that. And I eat one for every four I make.
Put some ranch spread
then
on
Then I wear elastic pants. And then my parents are coming into town, so I kind of can predict what's going to happen. We're going to go to Jen's house. It's going to smell good. My dad's going to lose all focus because he's going to be anticipating the meal. And my mom isn't going to be able to, like, hawkeye his meal, his portions.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to make sure it's his free day. I'm going to make sure it's a cheat day.
Free day, he's going to, they're not going to allow him to fly.
I'm going
to
make sure Ken and Dewey get whatever they want. Yep. On my watch, it's,
but then on the other side, it's going to be me having cocktails, because my mom is going to hover around Jen's house and I'm going to hear, gosh, you know, I just love that you like to decorate, because that is something I'm really missing with my daughter. She just, you know what I love? I love that you have antique frames. Where do you get that?
Help Kristen? But she decorates her house.
To decorate. She's really good at it. You too. I am going to be a very failed daughter it's fine. I bring the comedy heat. But she will just enjoy your house. Well, she's going to walk around. She's going to look at how everything's organized. And it's going to be like that sister thing where, like, there's going to be the one shining star and it is not going
to
be me.
Well, it's, you know what? It's nice to have one mother talk to me. I appreciate it. Even if it's yours, I'm glad to have
she
that.
She will delightfully talk. She's going to love all of your glass displays with all your...
But does she really say that? I mean, does she... I get she and I like that. And like...
Does she say I need to do...
Colin's mom and I love antiques. We can talk antiques all day. My mother-in-law and I love serving things. Like little spoons and little plates. And guess what she's given me?
Oh, that's nice.
She's given me
cool
some
stuff. And port
she's
glasses.
Me oyster
port
dishes.
Glasses. Oh, how cool.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My mom came to visit during the pandemic when we were in lockdown. She was one of she was one of four on a flight. She had to wear 40 masks and like a shield and 17 pairs of gloves.
Fly the plane herself.
It was like Mad Max. I picked her up at the airport. There were so many restrictions. We get home.
I could see her.
And my mom was upset about my lack of bowls. So she made me do a curbside pickup at Crate and Barrel. During a pandemic, during a lockdown, when there was literally not a human, but my bowls were upsetting
you guys,
and she would not let it go. And so I went
to give her a set of dishes. I've tried.
Why do I need 14 different bowls?
Well,
you did. Fine.
This is a bigger conversation.
Honestly, she did that because I had broken so many during the pandemic because it doesn't even matter. I bought 16 damn white bowls from Crate and Barrel, so now everybody can be happy.
Yeah.
She just likes that you delight in decorating.
I do.
And I get very stressed out.
I from Pottery Barn. I have the caterer's set of dishes because break, they're easy to replace. And they're white, so I can mix and match them with other.
Like, I'm already, I'm outside.
Okay.
I'm outside. Yep. I'm doing games with the kids.
Not her thing.
Playing cornhole.
But no, my question is she makes you feel bad about it though?
No, she it's mostly actually sometimes, yeah. She'll say stuff like, you know, I know everybody has their way of doing things, but I really like to keep a clean house. It's fine. Yeah. She'll go, you know what? I think the kids just have a lot of stuff. You know, you kids didn't have that much stuff. And I'm like, I failed it. First of all.
Remind me not to let her in the bedrooms.
First of all, the basement. We had a full basement that was all kids' toys and like a land of.
Very different
in Nebraska,
thing.
You have a full basement so you can put stuff away.
Right.
We have very little closet space and we have a small house and we do have a lot of stuff. But we have small rooms. Like my mom, you're talking Nebraska real estate where you can get a house that's like 3,000 square feet and that's your standard. In LA, you're like every square foot you're like maximizing because it costs $1 billion.
Absolutely.
So it's all fine. She is, so my mom is awesome. She comes into town. She helps. She is delighted to go to your house for Thanksgiving, mostly because we get to like cook and hang out. And our thing is kettle tonics at night and watching a Hallmark movie. We hold hands like little old ladies. It's great.
So the Wednesday before, Kristen and I also started this tradition of doing a Facebook Live so you can see the chaos.
Will you please tell the story about when?
So for instance, couple.
But I need to tell everybody how beautiful your house is and how everything is made of glass and everything is an antique. So that's like a mother's nightmare. Like literally. Yeah.
Well, we are doing a Facebook Live. We're on the air.
Yeah.
You know,
my mother-in-law was
doing dishes in the background like a hero. A lot of chaos, a lot of kids running around. Why do I feel like there were other kids there too?
Was it just
Felix
ours?
And Light? Who was there? Felt like there was more. It felt like more than four kids.
It felt like we
kids.
Had 100 people at your house.
And we're doing the Facebook Live. Finn comes in with a Louisville Slugger over his shoulder.
actual bat.
Baseball bat. Which my husband keeps by the back door in case coyote.
A
or a robber. Yeah.
My son was new into baseball and wanted to show off that he could swing.
Yep.
And he was, so he would have been, geez, that would have been when he was eight, right? Because we wouldn't have done last year, so it would have been the year before. So, you know, he's not Jose Canseco. He's, how old is that reference? Geez. He's not Josh Turner or whatever his name is, you know, all the Dodgers.
He's not the Babe.
He's not, well, Jose Canseco is now like 60 something, but like, I could go back and
sounds
even.
Hot. Okay.
Anyway, he's not a professional MLB baseball player.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Justin Turner is who
and,
we like.
And we all know as mothers, they're not paying attention to.
They're not. So
they're
my
not
son
checking
walks
out the batter's
in with a
box.
Bat and I about. We're Facebook Live, by the way, at this time. And I see this bat come in and I'm like, if he turns, he's going to break something.
So this is a good demonstration of how our brains work. Kristen like sees him like as he's walking in the front door or walking in the door of the kitchen. And she's like, Finn, you have a bat. I hear the words. I look up. I see the bat. Look back down. And then look back up again once the math all comes together in my head. And I'm like, Finn, get the bat away from me. How did
well,
you
we got real Midwesty, and then we both put our hands on our hips, and then we just both were nasaling him sideways where we were like,
Finn, you can't come in with that bat and you can't swing it outside because you don't know who's behind you and you can't.
It was pitch black out too. It was so dark.
And then
too.
I grabbed the bat and walked back in and I held the bat and then he was like arguing with me during a Facebook Live. But I just wanted to show everybody I could hit it over the fence. I'm like, that is a neighborhood fence. That is a neighbor's lawn.
For the record, this was really close after the badminton racket incident of Easter of that year, where my son took what I thought was the flat side of the racket to the eye, and I laughed a little bit. And then he was laying face down.
Was that my son who did that?
Nope, that was another Linus.
Okay, good.
And he was fine, you guys. Like, I know that can be it, but I thought it was like, I thought if anything, he's going to have this like waffle mark on his face. I didn't realize it was like.
Well, no, because it's
got I was at a bad angle. Look. And everybody was literally like, you're the shittiest mom I've
ever Not if you're from Nebraska.
Seen.
If that thing would have had to have been. Like, if we were going to the ER, you're not worried. You're pissed that they're taking you away from
a
party.
I may have never laughed harder. I laughed so hard because I really didn't know.
Because you thought he just got bonked with the. Of course.
I was
you
like,
no.
I really, it looked like a cartoon bonking.
When somebody walks through a screen door, which is literally the funniest shit you've ever seen in your life. If you've never seen somebody walk through a screen door, there's nothing more delightful.
Yeah.
Especially if they're pretty and their face smushes. It's great.
I got
to
get a screen door for that.
I had a friend who was very stuck up and she walked through a screen door and her face like smushed like she was wearing like a pantyhose over her head.
I could not stop
giggling and she was so pissed the whole time. She was like, I don't know why you keep laughing. And I was like, because that shit is funny.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole too sometimes, see?
All right. Well, it's...
Okay, so back to Thanksgiving. It's going to be really nice to be around family. It's going to be really nice to have our families merge like even more.
Yeah.
We've got in-laws meeting, my parents meeting... Sisters and brothers and
Okay, so a lot of traditions are merging too this year. So we do this Vegas show the week before Thanksgiving every year, which is super duper fun. We take an extra day.
Yeah, shh.
Don't tell anybody. Yeah, shh. But it's really fun at the Green Valley Ranch. It'll be past that by the time you guys hear this podcast, won't it?
Yeah, I said we were working. So,
oh, sorry. Don't tell Colin.
Yeah, don't tell Colin.
I know you're listening, Addison. Do not message
Colin. Addison, do not.
Do not. That's
tell Colin.
But here's my dilemma. I brought one of my lists. I've got a couple. So this is what I want to accomplish before I have 9 million people in my house, and I right now have Monday and Tuesday basically. I've got some time tomorrow. I got to touch up all the white paint.
Oh God!
I got to wash all the throats.
I'll do that. I'm good at that. I don't want to have to like. Don't make me work with the food kitchen stuff. Make me. I can go do. You want me to mow?
No, there's a person that does that.
Okay, fine.
And he's called my husband.
I will literally, can I please do, okay, go ahead.
Okay, I would like to, you're going to disagree with me on this, so I'm going to go.
Go.
My decision has been made, just so you know. The wall behind my TV in the kitchen, matte black, the whole thing. It's going to be dope. Isn't that going to be so cool?
I think that's a giant mistake.
You're going
to make it look good.
It's going to be awesome because I'm going to have like a bunch of gold
stuff. But all of your furniture is dark in there.
The rest of it's entirely white and it's all windows.
I'm not going to get in your way.
You guys heard me say my decision has been
final.
Made up on
I'm
this,
not
right?
going to say. I think there is a time.
So are you saying you won't paint it for me? I know you brag about your cutting in all the time.
I am very good at painting. I would say... I'm surprised you don't want to go with a cool wallpaper there.
I would love to go with a cool wallpaper.
We don't have time.
But I just don't.
You want me to do some fancy woodwork?
I've been thinking about wallpaper for a really long time in there.
Yeah, I think wallpaper would be very cool. But for the holidays, fine. I'll do a black. That makes no sense. What's
somebody
your Christmas
hear me
tree's
out
gonna
and
fall?
Support me. So I bought a white Christmas tree.
Okay, that's going
to
look cool.
Okay, against the black wall.
But what?
So somebody listen to me. I think it's going to be like super cool. That wall is textured. It has this old like 1950s beadboard, which is really cool. Got cool texture. I'd be a maniac crazy person if I got rid of that.
No, you can't get rid of that. But you want to paint that black too?
Yeah. I'm going to show you pictures. I'm going to show you some
inspo pictures. Is Britt on board with this?
He doesn't need to know about it. I'd be surprised if he notices.
I'm only
it.
Concerned that your beautiful furniture that you have set up there that fits in there so perfectly is going to look very dark against it. That's my only concern. But it does have a white marble top, which will look very cool.
I think it'll make the white pop more. Is those black antique cabinets, you know, that I redid that are in front of it. They're wood on the inside. I turn the lights on, and it's like all these different.
I could party with that. I can paint your wall. Let me paint.
Okay.
I'm way better at painting.
Wash my bench covers. I need to clean the back house because my in-laws are staying in there. I have new curtain rods I need put
up. Colin can put those up.
And I need the rug shampooed.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
That seems unreasonable.
I also would really love to – I'm turning Delilah's frozen house into Santa's workshop to put in the front
yard. When?
I don't know. I'm hoping – I don't know. I got to get back on diet pills or something because I honestly need more energy and time to do this because I don't know. I don't know. What can wait?
The Santa house. Or you can do
that's the one I want to do the most, Kristen.
The back wall. I don't know.
That's number two. Oof. I guess cleaning is the
You don't need the
party.
Rug cleaned. It's going to get dirty.
Okay. But I was going to do – there's just one rug in my husband's office that like somebody spilled – tar on? I don't
well,
know.
Well, can you? Don't you have a backup rug? I know you.
I do. Okay. Okay. Good point. I can do that.
Jen has a. I noticed there's one Thanksgiving when I went to her house because I used to think like it would drive me crazy because we would go into her house and she has these nice rugs and people would have their shoes on. And so then my OCD the whole time, I'm like, why are you stepping on that rug with your shoes? Like, we have nice rugs, but we have a weird need to have shoes on because we have tile and it's a nightmare. So I'm always like, you can be in the house with shoes on, don't step on the rugs with shoes. So then I can't stop, and then I put rugs on top of rugs.
Yep.
But then I noticed your rug was different in your living room for the party, and I was like, bitch has a backup
rug.
And then I was like, where'd you get this rug? She's like, Craigslist for free. And I'm like, that rug had a human body in it.
Probably did.
That was somebody was folded up in that and taken somewhere to not be identified.
I don't.
And that is fine.
I can't. I have the dogs and kids that I have do not allow. And I want to have a party and have shit get spilled and not worry about it too. So my rugs are not nice. And my husband agrees with me. I would rather buy a new rug every 6 months. It's $150 off Amazon. Get the nicest one I can and just replace it.
I'm going to say something that I do not like Bezos, and I love to support small business, so I really love Etsy and stuff like that, but you can't beat a $150 rug on Amazon.
I mean,
I'm really telling you, they're pretty decent.
I know.
We've got one that looks really fancy, $150. Yeah. Rugs are expensive.
And I do have a couple nice ones, but guess what I do? I put a cheap rug on top of it. Because
I literally have 18 rugs on top. I'm one of those people that say, I can't have nice things. I've got one yellow chair that looks really cool. I don't want anybody to sit in it. You guys can, but my kids are filthy.
You go over there and there's like police tape over it.
Yeah.
She won't let you.
I'm gonna be the lady with plastic furniture, with plastic on it.
Yeah.
That never takes it off.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad idea.
I literally think it's fine. And my kids are so sticky and gross that I could Windex the settee. After they're on it.
Absolutely. I mean, the only other way for a mom to have nice furniture is if you invested in all like airport seats.
Yeah.
Like,
which sounds great, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know how, that's one of my biggest things is like, right now, our furniture, we have like, this chair sounds farty. It's not me. We have a nice sectional and we have a nice chair that we got because our room is big and I wanted a place that we could all cozy. And now after a pandemic, we've been on it twice as much as normal humans and our couch is like, look, I can only take so much. You know, like it's already starting to like cushions are getting low.
The couch
low.
Put in its notice.
Yeah, because they were like, holy crap, we've worked three times. This is not how it's supposed to be. And we got a leather chair, which I love leather because I think it can take a beating. And so I don't care about that as much, but like, I'm like, we have a dining room and it has the chair, table and chairs collectively were $600. There's literally, we bought two chairs that were additional that were put on backwards and they gave it to us for like $50. So we got the whole set.
What part of the chair was
the bottom? The bottom. Ooh. So when you sat in it, it tipped forward and Colin was like, they just put it on backwards. But if we talk them down, I can get these extra chairs. He can fix that. The guy running it, listen, this is Urban Home. They were like, yeah, you can just take them. Like we were like,
you can steal them. I don't want to have to move it.
This won't die, this table and chairs. Yeah. And the couch I got from the showroom floor for $450 in cash is like our favorite place to sit. So I'm like so mixed up whether or not I think it's worth it, but sometimes I think it's worth it. But if I do buy something nice, then I don't want anybody to use it.
Yeah, well,
don't have kids, FYI.
No, the nicest things I bought are those black couches that I have in my living room. Guess what I hate the most?
You hate them.
I hate them because they look beautiful. They're not comfortable. And all I want is to like cuddle and watch a movie with my kids, and I don't have a place to do that.
Yeah, I'm a comfort over... I can sometimes go down that road where I'm like, but it's really comfortable. And then everyone's like, nobody likes beanbags. Like, just... I'm like, but if you lay in it, they're so comfortable.
I don't know. A beanbag isn't good for your profile, but they're so comfy.
So comfortable. Oh my God. Gosh.
Yeah.
If you're a kid from our generation, beanbags were... Yeah. Then it went to video chairs. Do you ever remember having one of those? My mom got them. And it was like definitely like for my sister's generation. They were like these chairs that had like upholstery on them. And they would... You could kind of tip back in them.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. We called them video chairs. I mean, talk about not having any manners when you're sitting. You're spread eagle as hell, but God, they're comfortable. I could balance in one and sit crisscross applesauce and, like, watch TV. It was fantastic. And then guess what? The backs of them, the headrest, would get covered in grime because kids' heads are disgusting. But my mom's a genius because then we didn't sit on her couch.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Moms are smart, man. In the holidays... Next level, girl. You got 2 days. We're going to have to work hard.
I know. I got a lot that I want to get done.
I need my parents to be at your house a lot, so put me to work.
I am happy
Terry and
to.
Dewey will keep us happy. Mom, Terry, she'll busybody herself into a grave, so she'll
be great.
I am
very happy. I'm going to start tonight on, like, getting what recipes, because I always do the same. Like, I always do a turkey. Yeah. I'm a sage turkey person. I don't brine it. I use a bag.
Great. I don't know.
The only time it's ever been messed up is when we didn't actually have a functional kitchen, but we still had 25 people over and my husband fried it. It was the driest thing ever.
Turkey fryers are why people's houses start on fire.
Yeah, FYI, you can't fry a frozen turkey. You would think you would be able to, but it turns to water and it overflows with hot grease. So, and then it also burns. So I do that. Then I always do a side of dressing. I don't stuff the turkey. I use my grandmother's recipe. I like tear up bread the day before. Kristen doesn't like it.
It hurts her feelings, and I know that.
It doesn't hurt my feelings. I just feel like I thought I knew you. I thought you
I
had good
I am a very much an outlier. I do not like Thanksgiving food.
Yeah,
kind
I love
of beginning
it. It's like
to
my
end.
Last meal. I have somebody bring in sweet potatoes, the green bean casserole. I always make pearl onions. Yep, because my husband's mom used to make it for him. Love it. I make like this white wine sauce, and it's all
it's
by
delicious.
Taste.
It's delicious. My dad will literally, he might combust.
So,
he'll be so happy.
It's such a, I love to eat them, and I can't believe that I do. I usually do like a cranberry chutney, which is my only like recipe from a fancy magazine.
Yeah.
And then we do mashers.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes I can get behind. You make a little dip. If you're worth your salt, you make the mashed potatoes, you make a little like lake in the middle and you fill it up with ranch.
See, that's where I call the police. I don't believe in ranch dressing on
mashed
potatoes.
Why are you talking about that?
I do gravy. I
How
do
dare
gravy
you? Gross.
Off all the drippings. Yep, I
gravy
love it.
Is so okay.
And I make the dressing off of. I use the neck, the heart, and the
I
liver.
Know,
and
I know. I you pure, and my mom is so
nope,
gross.
You know what?
It's
Nobody
so
ever knows. It's just such good flavor. Casey, don't make that face. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. It's just good flavor. And what else am I doing? I don't even know. I got to throw some salads in there. Somebody gets upset.
Terry's bringing that. Don't worry.
She's bringing a broccoli cauliflower.
Yeah, that she swears by. I'm like, yeah. Good times. I'm bringing pumpkin bread.
Corn.
I don't like pumpkin pie. My son.
Casey's bringing pumpkin pie. I will eat the hell out of that, especially
my son
if I get
is
high.
A pumpkin pie. This I is won't. What my son said. He goes,
I might.
Mom, I think I love Thanksgiving the most because pumpkin pie is the best thing that's ever been made. I was like, God love you for saying that, because I do think Thanksgiving gets kind of run over by Christmas.
Yeah.
But it is such a, I think this year everybody's going to feel really sentimental, and I think that's great.
Oh.
It's not my favorite thing
oh,
to feel,
sure
but
it is.
I do feel like this is the year that we all need to look at each other and be like, thank God I'm looking at you in 3D and not over a Zoom.
You just reminded me I got to get my kitchen tree up too in 2 days because I got a white one because my tree that I left up year round, there's only one little section of lights that works. So that, I got a white one that's coming, and then I got to put up all of my, I have food ornaments that go on the kitchen tree. So I like to have that up at Thanksgiving.
I need to come over. You have no time.
Yep. We should probably do it.
My mom can clean. Yeah. I'm like, we should go to your house right now. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, Colin can tape. He can put up your blinds. I can do the
I might need him on those blinds. I'm a little bit, because this is the first time, I want to say this is the first time my in-laws have stayed at my house.
Oh, boy.
Because they lived.
So we're going to hold on that because we're going to talk about, we're going to have so much to say after the fact.
Yeah, because we'll talk about everybody visiting. But so I'm just nervous about having.
I know. And you know.
Because they're bringing their cat. You guys, it's literally going to be National Lampoon's Vacation.
Because, what?
Yeah, they have a Maine Coon cat that Coco, she's beautiful, but she's going to stay in the back house. She's going to stay in the back house.
This is a part of this story I did not know.
She is welcome to come. She's not my responsibility. She's going to be in the back house.
Jen.
What?
You have three dogs.
Why? They will not be allowed in the back house that day. Those days.
That cat's going to get out. That cat is going to get eaten. Just saying. It's happening.
You just ruined Thanksgiving, Kristen.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You know what I do? I think through problems and I think, how do we solve this problem? You say, you're going to be in the back house. Kids are going to go in that back house. You got to lock off the back house.
Okay. You can be on
Oh, great. I'm on cat patrol. I'm on pussy patrol.
Why
are they bringing a cat? Cats don't travel.
They don't have a cat sitter. They just move there. I don't know. I don't know. But you know me. I'm not going to say no to an animal coming to my house. You could be like, I'm going to bring my 14-foot boa constrictor. And I'd be like,
I promise you wouldn't be.
If it was in the back house, I would.
I love you, but I call bullshit on that because you would. How about this? What if they're like, I have a pet skink. That I would
like, it will be amongst friends in my backyard. So skinks are legless, or snakes with legs.
And they are
they're in my backyard, you guys.
They're uncivilized.
And I don't know what I did in a past life, but they're so gross. They're so prehistoric and nasty.
They look weird.
They'll hiss at you.
Yeah, they're weird. Fine. We'll have two things that hiss. A cat and skinks. I'm gonna let
that cat loose and I'm going to have her do some damage on my skinks, man.
Oh my God. We have to go. We have to go. We have so much to do.
We've got a lot to do.
Do you have a hot flash?
Hot flash, hot flash.
Hot flash. So evidently, I've got a lot of crushes right now because I was introduced to this gentleman from one of my friends. And not Kristen, but I have to share the love with Kristen.
I'm upset.
So my friend recommended I watch Yellowstone.
This is the hot show right now, and I don't know why I can't see it. Do I have to have frickin' Paramount app? Why can't I find it on Hulu? Where do I see it? Guys, I'm watching Succession, and I need like a moral shower after.
I know. We were watching it the other night, and I was like,
I need a break.
Can we watch something that's not people being horrible to each other?
Understand it. Everybody really loves it. I love Kieran Culkin. This is not the topic.
Kieran Culkin is not a hot flash, but I do love him.
I would make him my hot flash because I think he's a young Robert Downey Jr. with more cynicism.
But just as messed up, huh?
But we'll talk about Kieran at the next episode because have something to say about him that is fantastic.
Really? Okay. So the hot flash of the day is Rip. From Yellowstone. I'm going to show Kristen a picture.
Oh, my.
He is all.
Kind of looks like my husband.
Oh, God. Oh, don't ruin this
little
for
bit.
Me.
What's up? Uh-oh. This is when I met husband. This is when I met Colin. He was wearing. A man in clothes that looks like he's intentionally going to do work. I'm into it.
He's got a belt. That belt buckle is huge. He also is like got a past. And he's more like
goes into your fantasy too because I talk about our.
I love the idea of every time we drive by an abandoned house, I'm like, I bet there's a cowboy in there having sex with his girlfriend.
Jen's like, and I'm just the creepy chick walking, watching
I'm
through the
window. I'm looking through the window.
Like, who are
Anybody
you in this?
Anybody want to buy eggs?
Who are you in this scenario is
I
the
don't
question.
Know. I'm not.
He's
I have
hot.
No idea. I
Everybody could, loves him right now, but I can't find this damn show.
Well, it's
where is it, Casey?
You can watch it on Peacock.
Do I have to buy those?
Look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. Look at his, he's a tough guy. He's there to do work.
He definitely has like one of those, like, I've been hurt a time or two.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got sad eyes and you're like, how do I make him happy?
I know. You use your vagina.
Look at this one. You have to have a premium subscription.
All right.
Which I'm not running into.
All right. Use that picture, Kate. I'm going to do it.
You know what that guy does?
I know what that guy does.
I know what that guy does. That guy goes out and he's like, I have to mend a fence. And then I'm going to bring in the kettle, and then I'm going to get in a quick bar fight to defend my girl's honor, and then we're going to do the two-step. Already I'm aroused.
I almost just sent this photo to my husband instead of to Casey, and that would have had a lot of explaining to do.
Mostly because you can't get more opposite than your husband than that guy.
My husband has a beard. He's a man.
He's a Connecticut man.
He has cowboy boots.
That guy has not worn anything other than Nike Air Force Ones since I've known him.
He enjoys a strong cranberry pant. He does.
I know. And that is his Connecticut waspy thing that I appreciate on some level, too, because you know deep down inside, I have a need to want to go to the Hamptons.
He's not wearing it. I know.
I love Carhartt men and cowboy men because that's where we're from and what I know. Yeah. But I love like East Coast guys because they're the ones that don't like me. So I'm like, I need to be introduced to your very stuffy mom. Like, let's go make out in a closet or something. You know, that's.
Well, I get that. See,
but the Carhartt
that's
people, they're like,
go collect
eggs.
The cowboy fantasy I have.
Yeah, you're.
Kristen's like, every time I go by a Eddie Bauer, I picture that there's a well buttoned down man giving it to a cashier in the.
I'm not Eddie Bauer. I'm not that desperate.
A Brooks Ralph Brothers. Lawrence,
Brooks Brothers. Brooks
I
Brothers.
I didn't say Eddie Bauer outlet. Come on.
Yeah, it's I'm like, what? Good
a
God.
J.
I'm
Crew.
A, not okay. At Land's End. God. It's a J. Crew at the very minimum. I just want to be around a guy that has a boat. And then the guy that has a boat but goes boating,
well,
not a guy that goes sailing. I got two different types.
That's my only problem with Rip from Yellowstone is I think I know Rip from Yellowstone. And as much as I can romanticize him on TV, I know he buys a lot at Kmart.
Yeah.
He's...
You want Rip to all of a sudden start talking in French because your vagina would explode.
Absolutely.
Because you wouldn't know how to... Yep. You'd be like, you're Braveheart. Like, why do you know six languages, but you don't wear underwear under your kilt?
Yeah.
Like, I need that guy.
Tell me... Yeah, that guy telling me that Breakfast at Tiffany's is in his top 10.
My pants just broke the sofa. Don't go any further. I can't handle it.
So Kristen has to figure out how to use her TV, and then she's going to watch Rip. And I'm full in. I got my husband watching it. So
I've heard nothing but good things. But my question is, do I need to start on season 4? Because that's all of a sudden. Is that when he's introduced? Is this the first time?
Oh, no. You got to watch episode one.
It's Costner, right? Kevin Costner.
He's in it. Yeah. He's a producer. Yeah. You got to watch it.
Okay. I'm going to watch it because I need a break from Succession because I'm like,
it's so mean.
These are all the people that I feel like make me want to barf. Like, I can't. It goes beyond where I start.
Real deal. That's who's in Brooks Brothers banging the cashier is the Succession guys, probably.
Wait, the short one? Because maybe, yeah, I don't like
Aren't
any
they both
of that.
Short?
Yeah, they are really small guys. Yeah. And no offense, short guys, but I just, like, Kendall looks like he's 5'1".
Yeah, yeah.
And Kieran is 5'1".
Yeah.
And I'm 5'8", 5'7". I'm already feel burly.
I'm going to do well
against Rip.
I'm going to go to Yellowstone and hang out with Rip because then I look like a tiny, dainty
woman.
I'm going
to be able to eat fried foods. And I'm going to look good for a while.
That's right. We're going to go
against Yellowstone. But at a fancy Succession party, I am already not allowed in because I am too big.
Let's watch the first episode of Yellowstone with your mom over and see her lose her mind.
She's already passed the first episode, Jen.
She's already fully watched it.
My mom is a horny toad. She watches stuff.
She's like,
have you watched Bridgerton? And then she'll go, oh, good God, when that. I'm like, good Terry.
When that. Oh, whoa, my God.
When
that
boy, if Duke that... of Hastings. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And she like, I'm like, okay, I think we can be, we've maxed out our relationship at this point.
Yeah, don't go into details.
Well, she will, with you especially. She'll have kettle tonic, and then she'll talk about
I'm up for it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy your family.
Yeah, that's our podcast. Bye-bye.